I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We're going to see a partly sunny sky today, high 56. A flood warning remains in effect through today. That's the sound of rain and flood water coming over the Crab Orchard Lake spillway yesterday. Heavy rains forced evacuations and have roads closed across the region. Experts say we're not out of the woods yet. You can find more information on road closures and other information at WSIUnews.org. Emergency crews evacuated homes as creeks and streams spilled over their banks. Some roads were closed almost immediately as the rain continued to fall. More than 100 students at SIUC were displaced when water flooded University Hall on the east side of campus. Those students are now housed elsewhere. That facility is closed for the rest of the semester. The National Weather Service in Paducah reports nearly 10 inches of rain fell near Carbondale. Other totals ranged anywhere from 3 to 8 inches across the region. Roads remain closed. If you have plans to go somewhere, you may need to leave a little extra time today. Classes at Northeastern Illinois University are dark today in an effort to save money. Tony Arnold explains.
Northeastern completely closed down for its spring break, then two more days in April, and now today. 8 days total that faculty have not been paid to save the university money because it's not been paid anything from the Illinois state government since January. There's a bill in Springfield that would send the university $5 million, but it still needs to pass the Senate and it needs the governor's signature. A university spokesman says if the state does not come through with some money before the fall semester, even more furlough days will be needed. I'm Tony Arnold.
Southern Illinois University leaders will be gathering later this month to look at their options with a lack of state funding as well. Governor Bruce Rauner is getting heat from his own party over the state budget crisis. Republican State Senator Kyle McCarter of Lebanon has proposed deep cuts to get a balanced budget, and it includes no tax hikes. Most people in Springfield, including Rauner, have talked about a combination of cuts and taxes as the way to get Illinois on sound financial footing. But at a recent Senate hearing, McCarter urged top Rauner aides to have the governor say whether he'd support the no-tax plan.
You got to give them some guidance to where we know we're going on the floor and going to have a vote on bills that people are not going to be so fearful of retribution. Politically.
The Rauner administration credited McCarter for putting forward a menu, but was noncommittal on details. Rauner's chief of staff, Rich Goldberg, told McCarter, quote, "We may agree with some and not others." Unemployment rates were down last month in most Illinois metro areas. Only the Rockford area saw an increase in the jobless rate from March of 2016 to March of 2017. The Department of Employment Security says the bad news is more than half of the metro areas lost jobs. We're going to see a clearing sky today and a high around 56 degrees. A flood warning remains in effect